Good morning. Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Samachala from our learning Simen Yud Gimel. Reach Shein Lo Iker. Kedarin Shahayu B'Samim Munachim B'Kli B'Kol HaKli HaReach Vein Ben Mamish. So B'Samim we're sitting in some type of a container, and the container has absorbed some of the smell of the B'Samim, and now you've taken the B'Samim out of the container. And you smell the container, and still has the smell of the psalmim. So that's the case of reich shein lo iker. So ein tzarich levarich. There's no need to make a bracha on that. And actually, not only is there no need to make a bracha on that, but one is not allowed to make a bracha on that because there's nothing there which to make the bracha on. So a person would rub the esrog rubs against the foam, which keeps it in its box, etc. We take the esrog away, and you can still smell the smell of the esrog and the foam. So that would mean you would not make a bracha on that foam because it's reach shein lo iker. Okay, simin yudalit. Also, the hariach be b'samim hamiyuchadim leisha. The kol shkein kishachezes biyada oitali b'tzavara. And that's definitely so if the woman is actually has it on her. So the Chayadim understands that the Isser is even when it's not on the woman, but it's designated for the purpose of being used to get a woman to use as some type of giving her a nice smell. That's its function. There's an Isser smelling it even when it's not on the woman. Now that's not everybody agrees with that, but he says for sure that's true if it's on the woman already, that it's good, that you cannot make a bracha on it. So now, in a case where we're talking about, say, a woman has perfume, the person not allowed to smell the perfume of a woman, so since it's something which is also for the man to smell, so that we're not masakin a bracha on it, the person should not be smelling it. So chazar were not masakin a bracha on it. If the perfume is made from synthetic items, synthetic sources, there's no bracha on it anyway. If the perfume is just is made from natural sources, there's certain different types of animals which give off different types of smells, and you can collect the liquor from the glands of the animals and use it as perfume, or as the base of a perfume. So theoretically, a bracha would be made on that. But since its purpose is for to attract men to the woman, the Chazal Asher smelling it, and therefore there's no bracha to be said on it. In a case where there'd be a perfume bottle in the store, we spoke about this idea that they have different smells there, which their goal is to attract the customers. So it's not miyuchad for a woman yet. It's miyuchad for women, but not for a woman. Arguably, that's different. And again, many persons can disagree with the Chayadim that if it's before it's been placed on the isha, a person would pick it up for the purpose of smelling it, if he knows that's not going to cause him to be mahara about an isha, he'd be allowed to smell it, and therefore he'd make a bracha. But we see when the Chayadim holds that bracha should not be said, therefore it would be appropriate not to smell it to start with. Now, the source for this isser of a man smelling the perfume of a woman, the case of the Chayadim actually was, it seems to be that the woman would have like a packet of rose hips and different types of items that smell nicely, and she would wear it around her neck, she would hold it in her hand, and so there's an actual mamashas there, the person would be making a bracha, so the person is not allowed to smell that. The Rambam brings in Pirush Mishnah as a source of that. The Torah says the word loisin off, which does not mean that a person should not commit adultery. the Rambam brings a drasha of Chazal, which is a medrash, Osehena la'af. You should not do something which will give pleasure to your nose, some process of enjoying the smell of the woman is an isser. It's machlokes whether it's an isser deraisa and only isser derabanan. The drasha could be a drasha of Gemara, and it's an isser deraisa for a man to smell the perfume of a woman. Alternatively, it's Chazal asked it midrabanan because of the concern of what, that it might cause an attraction and might lead to something inappropriate. But it itself is not also midrabanan mikaradin. So this seems to be actually a steer in the Rambam, what the source is, whether it's the rice or the rabbonim. It's clearly yasser, and a person should not make a bracha on that. There's no gemara which says that a person cannot make a bracha on besamim shel erva. The source is the Rambam. The source of the Rambam is the next halacha that the Chayyim talks about, is the isser of smelling besamim of avodah zarah. And we learn from the Avodah Zarah, and that Isser, that some in which are also for a person to smell, so the bracha is not said on that. So over here also, since we said it's also for a man to smell it, a bracha will not be said on it. Have a good day.